Baba Basra Daf Nun Dalad Omadalov, page 54, side 8. Dishda lifta bei pila da ara de ger. One who sewed a lifta, a lefis, inside the cracks that's in the property of the convert, and he didn't dig it and he didn't cover it with dirt. Loi havi chazoka, that's not a chazoka to be koine because he didn't do any improvement in the karka. And he explains, my timer, what is the reason that the sowing of the lefis is not a chazaka, but after the seed will take root, so they will improve the ground, because b'idna dishdo, at the time that he threw it or he sowed it, lo yavishvacha, there is no improvement of the ground. Hashad the koshavacha, now that the lefis is growing and the karka is improving, memele koshavach, it's improving by itself. And that's not a way, he cannot be koine through this. The Gemara brings several ways that one who does an act in the property in order to acquire it, sometimes he is koine, sometimes not. It depends for what purpose he did it. Amar Shmuel said, Hai man de foshach dikla, one who cuts branches from a palm tree in order to make a chazak in the karka, in the ground, if he does so, adaita de dikla, in order to improve the palm, the tree, because when the branches are many, it doesn't grow properly. Then it's koni, then he acquires the property. But if he does so, adaita de chay vaso, in order to feed the branches to the animals, lekona, then he is not koni, even the palm tree itself. So the Gemara says, hechidomi. How do we know whether his intention is to improve the palm tree or to feed his animals? And the Gemara answers, Shaka mahaygisa mahaygisa, if he takes branches from this side and from this side, then we can say that his intention is adaita de dikla, that he wants to improve the palm tree. But if he takes kula mechad gisa, all the branches from one side, adaita de chevosa, then certainly his opinion is for the need of his animals, because he is ruining the palm tree, and that one, that way he will not be koine. The Gemara brings an additional wave. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Hai man de zochei zikayo, one who cleaned the field from the small piece of wood and bad grass, pruned it. So if he does so, adaita da ara, in order for the purpose of the land to improve the land, so that it should be easier to plow kone, then he's acquiring with this. But if he does so, adaita ditziva, in order to use the wooden pieces to light them, like koine, then he's not koine. So the Gemara says, hechidomi, how do we know whether his intention is to improve the property or to use it for fire? And the Gemara answers, shokal rabreve vizutra, if he takes also the grass that are large and also the small ones, adaita da'ara, then we're assuming that his intention is to beautify the property. However, if shokal rabreve vizutra, if he only takes the large one and leaves the small ones, adaita ditziva, so certainly his opinion is to light it, because he collected also the large ones which are fit to be burnt, and therefore he's not koine. The Gemara brings additional case. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hai mandi iskil tikla, one who took stumblings from the ground. And he stray smoothed it out, so there should be no high and low places, and therefore it makes it easier to plow. Adaita da'ara, if he does it in order to beautify the property for plowing kone, then he is acquiring with this. But if he did it, adaita de'bedori, in order to make in the property a bedori, a goyren, to collect the main granary there, to collect all the grain over there, lekone, then he's not koine, because the property is destined to be plowed, and after he is going to make this goyren, he's going to have to remove it in order to plow it there, and therefore with this that he's preparing it for the goyren, to make it for goyren, he's actually ruining it. So the Gemara asks, hechidami, how do we know if his intention is to make the property better for plowing or to make it for a goyren? And the Gemara says, shokal mul yoshdo benotso, if he takes high ground property and he throws it into the pit, and therefore he straights out the ground, then we're saying that we're assuming that his intention is to beautify the property for plowing. But however, if mulya bin mulya, but if in the place where the property is high, he lowered it a little bit, the height, in a way that that area is equal height, benotza, and the places where the property is low, he lowered from the higher places around it, so that that area should be equal, but he didn't straighten out the entire land, adaita de bedori. So then certainly his opinion, his intention is to make a granary in those places that he straightened out, but that would not help him, and he would not be koina with that. The Gemara brings yet another way. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, "Hai man de posch mai ba'ara." One who opens up a opening in the fence so that the water can come in from the river, adaita da'ara, if he does it in order so that there will be water that will water the ground, kone, then he is acquiring with that. However, adaita da'chavri, but if he does it in order to capture the fish that's in the water, like kone, he's not kone. So the Gemara says, echidomi, how do we know if his intention is to water the field though to capture the fish? The Gemara answers, posach terei bovei chad mai v'chad mapik. If he opens up two openings, one that the water goes in and one that should go out, adaita d'chavre, then definitely wants to capture the fish. However, chad baba, but he only opens up one door for the water to come in. So although that there's also fish that are captured, adaita d'aro, we can assume and we say that his intention is to improve the land, and he was kinda with this. The Gemara brings a story now that one needs to hold on to a field in a proper way. There was a woman who used a palm tree of a convert that died in a way that she collected the branches only from one side to feed her animal for 13 years. Also, so there was a person who came, Rafik Tusipurta, he dug a little bit underneath the palm trees in order to acquire it, and with this digging, it helps the tree, just like plowing helps for sowing. Also, Lekame de Levi, he came before Levi, Vamra Lekame de Marukva, and other people say he came before Marukva, and others say that he came before Marukva in order to demand that she should stop taking branches from the palm tree because he was zeich in it. Ukme biyode, and Levi or Marukva actually placed it in his hand, the palm tree. Asoyi kotzofcha kamesu, the woman who was eating from the palm tree for 13 years came and was screaming because they took away from her what she was using for many years. Omar lo, so Levi Mark said to her, "My Avidlach, what can I do to you? You did not hold on into the palm tree for its benefit, as people have to hold on in order to acquire, because you only ate from one side." The Gemara brings an additional way of a chazaka. Omar Rav says, "Hatzor tzura, one who forms a shape of an animal or a bird, b'nichse ager, on the assets of the convert, he acquires the assets." The Gemara explains that the Rav didn't say so explicitly, but we learned it from the fact that the Rav lekone leginzer de beirav, that the Rav did not acquire the garden which was next to his base medrash, which was from a ger that died, elo bitzuroso, only with the fact that he formed in the wall a shape of an animal. The Gemara continues to deal with the laws of the kinyan and the assets of the ger. Itmar, we learned that in a memory. So the field of a ger who dies, hamsiyam is bimitzareho, that is assigned with its boundaries through different passages that separate between the fields. Once he dug in her one digging, kanakula, he's acquired it all. Since that the passageway, the shvilim, proved that whatever is between them, that it's one field. Ushmul Omar, Shmuel says, that he didn't acquire only the place of the where he dug that digging, because a chazoka in a small part of the field helps to acquire the entire field only when the seller received the money for the whole field. But the assets of the ger, which is acquiring without money, you need to make a kinyan in every part that you want to be koinah.